With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Adventure in Atacama! In the previous episode, Mariela and Veronica were reunited, but things quickly turned sour when Dr. Rodrigo called for his soldiers to come. Mariela used her very special skills to escape. This is episode 15, Neck Pain. As they run away from Dr. Rodrigo's toxic grasp, they contemplate their shoelaces?
Run, baby girl! Run like your life depends on it! Oh, wait. Let me tie my shoes.
Mom! The temple could collapse any minute now! We don't have time!
Over and under, left to right. That's the way. Shoes are tied. Oh, no! More soldiers! Look! That one has a laser gun!
I'll kick his ass, too!
Excellent form, little human.
Thanks, Mom. But don't think this whole thing gets you off the hook. We still have to talk about the trauma you gave me with those experiments. Ow! How dare you bite me, you stupid underwater soldier! Run, Mom!
I know, sweetie. But you know how these experiments go.
You experimented on your own daughter! And never gave me cookies when I asked for them. Like, who does that? Who deprives a child of cookies at every turn?
It was to see if cookies had an effect on the language gene.
Are you kidding me? My therapist would have so much to say about this. But now is not the time. Run, Mom!
Great job, sweetie. That bought us some time. Now listen, we're almost there. Ta-da!
Whoa, it's beautiful. Hey, what's that rainbow thing behind the altar there?
Oh, that's a portal that connects us to the other temples around the world, but that's not really important right now. Right now, what's important is that you use your special skills to save the world. You can close the connections between all the temples in the world and turn off the Atacama effect.
Wait, you're talking about other temples. Are there more temples for the ancient language?
That's right. How else could the effect be so far-reaching?
Incredible.
You see, this is what the idiot Dr. Rodrigo and I were studying. How the portal could connect us to the other temples and possibly change international communication forever. Rodrigo used the translator we created together to speak the ancient language on these walls, when all of a sudden, there was a huge earthquake underground. Tectonic plates shifted, spreading the Atacama effect of linguistic aphasia, or the inability to articulate coherent speech around the world. We haven't been able to close it since.
Come on, Cholito! We have to find an exit!
Pero soy tu cholito de la suerte.
Yes, and I'm an alien on the worst vacation planet ever! Let's get out of here! Cabrito, you too! Just hurry up!
And that's not all. The portals are just one part of it. The true power of this temple is in the ancient language. The Americans believed that controlling the ancient language would be the key to control, to imposing a single universal language for the entire world.
That's funny. Either way, everyone already has to learn English anyway.
Come here, Mariela.
Wait, Mom.
What?
You went through all this trouble to bring me here, even though you knew Dr. Rodrigo had gone mad with power.
Yeah?
So you have to understand, I'm a little lost here.
Uh-huh.
You're so chill about it. What did that Rodrigo guy mean when he said that I was born on this base? And that Unu is somehow a part of me because of some injection?
Look, 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 those are all excellent questions. But please, we need to recite these inscriptions to stop the effect before the temple falls in over us. Read with me.
It's now or never, Mariella. You've proven yourself as an above-average flight attendant that can fight bears, speak dozens of languages, and knockout punch dozens of soldiers.
But now,
it's time to speak Babel.
No, 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 no. I guess it's not like an open-close sesame situation, then.
It can be. Why is it still open?
It's not going to work, Mom.
It has to work. When Rodrigo used a translator, it worked. And he's not even a gene carrier. But wait. The translator was connected to a transmitter on Unu. That's it. If we want this thing to work, we have to do it with Unu.
Unu?
Okay. Let me give you the short version of it.
Oh my god, this is my favorite story! Also, please ignore the temple falling apart behind them, because I'm slowing that down for this narrative break.
A long, long time ago, in an ocean far, far away...
Here goes!
27 years ago, on this very base, Rodrigo was in his lab with his lab coat like any other day, and he said, "Hey, Veronica, can I modify your DNA with Uno's gene so I can see if it's related in some way to your very special FOXP3 gene?" And I was like, "Sure." Because whoever has a FOXP3 gene descends from an ancient population that spoke Babel, the first true language. They lived underwater and built these temples, like the one we're in. So he injected me with Unu's DNA, but I didn't know that I was pregnant.
What?
He did it and I freaked out. I had to get away. I didn't know what to do. Fernando was someone I regularly hooked up with on base, and so he and I fled to Playa del Carmen. We spent the better part of that summer having sex on the beach.
Gross.
And then I found out I was pregnant with you. And you know what that means? It means that Unu's DNA is in your veins.
You know, I came here to resolve some past trauma, but you are just throwing new ones at me left and right.
Those genes are in your bones, your eyes, and in your ability to speak the language.
Mom, this is crazy.
You're my daughter, but you're also a daughter of Unu, the great sea creature and protector of the Atacama Temple.
I don't know what to do with that information.
Mariella's never been this stunned. Not even when she found it actually wasn't butter. She really needs your help. Now, it's time to chew! If you want Mariella to leave her mother behind to look for her dad and get out of there, listen to episode 22, Cabin Control. If you want Mariella to follow her mother's crazy plan to talk to Unu, listen to episode 21, Clap When You Land.